Okay, Yoda, we're going to start this wonderful interview.
Okay.
So, everybody, this is Yoda.
How y'all doing out there?
And we've been listening to his music for a while. I want to sit there and just, you know, treat you like I don't know you, because I don't. Because I know everybody else don't know you either, so this is a good feeling. So tell me a little bit about who you are and how you got into the industry.
Okay, well, I go by Yoda, a.k.a. Mr. 305 Shotter. I've been in the music since 2001. I came in, I really was writing music ever since I was little, R&B songs. And as I got older, you know, I didn't have a voice for singing, and my only other outlet was hip-hop. So, I started focusing more on hip-hop, and, you know, I still write R&B for, you know, other people. But, yeah, that's pretty much how I got my start, you know, is writing music for other people and then started writing hip-hop for myself.
Okay. So you started and you do a lot of writing.
Yes, sir.
So just so people know, a little while, like we sat there and we were talking, you're working on your album, correct?
Yes, a new album called Hiroshima, which will be released August 5th. 2016. The first single off the album has already been released, which is entitled Ain't Worried About You, which was released on January 1st.
Which we play constantly.
We appreciate that.
I definitely want to ask you one of the questions I typically ask artists. You know, people out there work. They probably work 2 hours to make $20. To, you know, spend $120 on some of their leisure.
Mm-hmm.
Why, with all the different music in the world, and I don't know whether or not your music is going to be good, let's say, your whole album, why should I buy or take my $20 that I just earned and pay for your album?
Well, I say this, I make music for the working people. You know what I'm saying? All of my music has content in it. That, like, when you heard music in the 90s where, you know, you could relate to the songs you're hearing. You know, nowadays you get these songs where it's just I'm popping bottles in the club and I'm doing this. Nah, I make music for the people who work in the 9 to 5 or the 10 to 12 or 12 to 8, whatever it may be. You know, I make music for those people. You know, I'm still part of that community. I haven't made it out yet, so I still can relate to those people. So that's why, you know, Hiroshima be for you. You're going to find something on there that's going to relate to you.
Okay. And, okay, if today was your last day on Earth, what would be something you want to everybody to remember you for?
Being a good person, just being a good person, caring about everybody else.
Okay. What are some things you like to do in your part time?
Sports. I watch a lot of sports. Spend a lot of time with my kids. I'm always, even when I'm not supposed to be working on music, I'm working on music. I just can't get away from it.
Let me stop you there. You said you got kids?
Yes, I have three.
You got three kids. That means you possibly married?
Yes, I am.
What? Ladies, yep. Spoil alert. If you thought you was going to be able to snag him, he's gone.
Yeah, I'm gone. I've been out of the play game for a while. So. It actually makes everything a whole lot easier, you know.
I understand, but you know, us ladies, we definitely follow our eye candy.
I could still be eye candy, you know. It's just good looking, you know.
Yes, that's true. Now we just have to fantasize, you know. Some ladies like to actually be able to follow what they think they may eventually obtain, God willing.
I can't help you on that one.
So, you know, being a married man, how does that, you know, does it put a strain on your relationship knowing that ladies might want to put a wedge between that?
No, you know, she understands what I do. She actually writes music also, so she knows the business. So it makes everything a whole lot easier. Besides, you know, most of everywhere I go, she's right there by my side, so I don't even have to deal with it.
Okay. So, as an independent artist, are you wanting to stay independent, or are you looking to be signed?
I think I'm going to stay independent. I like the freedom I have in making the music that I want to make. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my own label, so I run, you know, my label as, you know, a major label as far as deadlines and everything. So, you know, I'd rather keep doing that myself.
Okay. All right. And do you have any, because I'm in Chicago, of course, people know that. Do you have any plans on coming to Chicago?
Actually, I'll be coming to Chicago for my job. So when I'm up there, I plan on, you know, finding maybe some couple open mics, checking out some of the club things while I'm there. They haven't gave me a date yet, but it's supposed to be with me. I guess by the end of this month or next month sometime, I should be up to Chicago.
Well, if you do come to Chicago, well, next month, at the end of the next month, I may or may not be here. I was thinking about going to L.A. It's been such a toss up in the air for me. But if you come, definitely hit me up. I'll send you in the right direction.
Oh, for sure. I most definitely would do that.
But I will definitely, you know, I definitely want to sit there and see from you where do you think you want to be in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, you know, I don't necessarily want to be in, you know, the limelight. More of, I want to fall back into an exec role. I have an artist out in Colorado named Cursa Barcelino, who we're grooming right now to come out. She's also doing UFC fighting, so. You know, we're venturing off and, you know, bringing other artists up.
Okay. So, any Grammys in the future? I didn't hear any affirmations of Grammys. So,
a Grammy is so much not a goal for me. As long as the people accept my music, that's a good enough accomplishment for me alone. You know, Grammys really don't. It won't make me or break me as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, long as the people enjoy the music and they play it and they dance to it and they vibe it, hey, that's my Grammy.
I think that's an excellent thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, so many artists out there want to have that Grammy and the prestige of a Grammy. So when you come up to Chicago, are you looking to work with some of the local producers as well?
Oh, for sure. You know, I work with the artists, and, you know, producers, whoever I can get a hold to while I'm there. I'll be there for 2 weeks, so I'll be ready to get it in.
Man. That's a good look. For a lot of people who don't know, when artists go to the city and they actually show up at the radio stations, the radio stations actually appreciate you more because you actually took the time to come down and actually get to know them. Don't just send it in the email.
Mm-hmm. I definitely show up. I have no problem with doing it.
Being you're a Miami man, what do you like how Brianna portrays herself as the Miami princess on what a sisterhood?
Yeah, I mean, Brianna been doing her thing for a long time since she was young. You know, Trina originally brought her out, you know,
mm-hmm.
when she was like 8 or 9. So, you know, Brianna been doing her thing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, most definitely support her all day.
You know, you got to ask these questions because some people don't support their own.
Nah, yeah, I support her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen the growth. It ain't like, you know, she just popped up overnight. She's been out here grinding for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Do you, I want to say, do you think that she'll ever get to the point Trina is?
I mean, she has the potential to go beyond that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all about the people, you know, who are around her and, you know, keep guiding her in the right direction. And, of course, she's a fast trainer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will say, who are some of the artists that you listen to currently?
Right now, I listen to a lot of Meek Mill. I listen to T.I., a lot of Trick Daddy from here, a lot of Ross. I listen to Jay-Z every now and then. A little mix. I'm not into, like, a lot of the new artists because, you know, they all sound the same to me right now.
Mm, I understand. I do. Do you ever listen to some of the, or go looking for some of the older artists in your past and see if they're coming out with new albums or anything? Does that ever cross your fancy?
Yeah. You know, I go back and I look. You know, saying check when T.I. dropping something new, when Ludacris dropping something new. E-40, you know, some of the old Scarface, you know, you see what they got going on.
Okay. What is, if somebody was to visit you in Miami,
okay,
where would they need to go get some good food?
Oh, definitely not South Beach. I can tell you that right now. We got a couple, of, you know, a lot of spots here. You know, depends on what they're looking for. You know, they want some good soul food. You take them down to Esther's. Sometimes you can go to the Jamaican restaurants. They have a little bit of both soul food and Jamaican food. We got a couple of Thai restaurants. You know, it depends on, you know, what they want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just want to make sure we hit all angles. What really, when you write your music, what's the inspiration?
You know, it depends. You know, when I get the track, you know, I let the track talk to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell me what it wants for me to say on it. So, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes, like, you know, I get... like, for instance, Ain't Worried About You was really, that track was made after I came up with the hook. Because, you know, so sometimes it varies. Sometimes I let the track talk to me, and sometimes I come up with a hook. I call my boy, Sad Wines, my producer, he live out in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, you know, I'm finna send you over a hook. Go ahead and build a track around it. So I record the hook. at the tempo, I already know what it's supposed to sound like. I sent it to him. Within 2 days, I got the beat back.
Okay. And what other cities do you plan on visiting?
Right now, I need to go up to Atlanta. I'm probably going to go back out to Dallas. I'm coming to Chicago. I have a brother live in Indianapolis, so I'm going to go out and visit him out here and probably do some stuff there. So that's what I got lined up so far. But, you know, whoever call, I'll be there.
That's a good thing. What have you learned? What's the number one thing that you've learned being in this business?
Staying humble. Staying humble and you know, staying in your own lane. Sometimes people get out of their lane, or, you know, sometimes they personality seems arrogant, which it really might not be that. It's just the way it's perceived by some people. So just try to stay humble and, you know, stay to yourself. Do what you came to do, and don't worry about what everybody else doing.
And if you could give young artists out here who really want to get in the business some word of advice, what would you do?
Just stay focused. You know, keep driving. Don't give up. You know, just remember, you got people out here rooting for you who don't know you, and then you got people who do know you who wait for you to fall. So, you know, just stay focused, stay on your lane, and just keep driving forward, and don't worry about the haters. The haters gonna make you money in the end, so keep it going.
What are your top five things that you think are things that you need to have and or know to really jump in this business in a right manner?
One is a good support system. Two, just the drive to do it. Three, to work on your craft. Four, just remain humble, you know, and five, just loving what you do. You gotta love what you do in order to last in this business. You can't get in here, you know, with the sense of just making money. You gotta really love it in order for it.
Okay, I guess, you know, my question is to you, like, out of all your five, you didn't even say make sure you have a budget.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you gotta have a budget. You know, the budget also falls under your support system. So,
okay.
At least for me.
Sometimes, you know, you got to spell that out for people. They don't do.
Right.
Not everybody has a what do they call it, mother wit. You know that.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact with some people, I sit there and say, what's your budget? And they look at me like I'm crazy. In other words, what did you budget in your budget for me to work with?
Right.
So,
yeah, you got to have that budget.
And, you know, I know a lot of young college kids that think, oh, you can live on the barter system forever. No.
No, you can't. I mean, yeah, some you gotta spend money to make money, so.
Yeah. So do you rely on your DJs? Or should I say, what do you think, or what do you utilize DJs for?
I just utilize DJs just to get the music out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I support DJs. They support me. Like, they're having an event, I'm going to show up, you know, show love, And then, you know, they keep spinning the record. So, you know, you and the DJ got to go hand to hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just find you a good DJ, a couple good DJs, and then those DJs you break bread with.
Have you ever thought about going to the DJ conferences?
I thought about it. I haven't done it yet, but I have thought about it. And I may do that. I don't know. I got a couple of them coming here this summer I may attend, you know, just to get a feel for them better, you know, how the DJ is thinking and just how to work, you know, how to work better with them.
Being here in Miami, and you have A3C Festival, I believe that is?
The AC3 is in, actually it's in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have, we had a Revolt Music Conference here.
Okay. When they did have it, did you attend?
Actually, no, I didn't. I was actually out of town that weekend. I was in Atlanta that weekend and it was here.
Okay. Wow. So is that a goal to get on to, like, are you planning on getting on that festival as well as, like, South by Southwest?
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it. You know, if that opportunity opens up, I'm definitely going to take it. You know what I mean? I just take the shows that's coming right now. They come, mm-hmm. You know, we do it. We just did the Hard Rock on Monday. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when the opportunities open up, we definitely jump on them.
So, do you believe that most of what you've gotten is out of luck or hard work?
Oh, definitely hard work. Definitely hard work, and you know, take advantage of opportunities. When doors open, you know, they don't open for nothing. You know. People think, oh, somebody just got a handout. No, you got to work for what you want out here. So, I'm not going to lie. Some people do get some handouts, but majority of it is hard work, at least for me.
Okay. How small is the business in Miami?
The business?
I said, how small is the industry in Miami?
It's not that small, you know. It's not like you run into, you know, a lot of the artists all the time, you know. What's funny was I did a radio interview last Saturday, and I was sitting next to an artist that I had did a show with and didn't even remember, you know. I didn't until we started talking. So, you know, it's pretty big. You know, you run into a lot of people, but, you know, it's so much things going on here that you never really at the same event that much.
Okay. Okay. So you're big enough that you guys can maneuver and not really step on each other, but you're small enough that you guys all know who each other are.
Right.
Because, you know, New York is vast. Everybody know everybody, but at the end of the day, you be looking like, gee, y'all knew each other? I think that's a big consensus across the country that every big city is big enough that everybody knows everybody sometimes.
Right.
Chicago is so small, everybody knows everybody, and yes, everybody can step on everybody's toes. But in a sense of it's small because if you're in an urban community, you typically are only on the south side and the west side of Chicago.
Right.
But if you dabble into the north side of Chicago, you know, north, you could be popular on the west side and nobody on the south and north side know who you are. You could be popular on the north side and nobody on the west and south side know who you are. And vice versa. So, but at the same time, because you're popular in that one area and everybody knows you, you can kind of, as they say, step on people, st- step on, you know, be in the same atmosphere or step on people's toes because it's one section of town.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean it's pretty big here where you don't too much cross paths like that. You know, unless it's a major conference where everybody's going, then, you know, you see everybody. But, you know, sometimes, you know, at one night they have like 5-6 different events going on, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I will say it's a good thing for you to come while it's spring or summer, because I know nobody want to be up in Chicago in the winter.
Yeah, I heard about that cold air up there.
Yeah, because y'all got nothing but your cold is dry cold, because your heat needs.
Yeah, woo. Cold as it get here is maybe 40, maybe.
40 is like a warm-up to us. You can see a minus 50 quick in a heartbeat. You be looking, you walk outside, you be like, oh, no. Walk inside, give it a few minutes, walk outside. It might turn into summer if you pray hard enough.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Windy City for you. You blink, you'll have every season in one day. I'm like, wasn't it winter this morning? Yep, but it's summer tonight.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, a minute it'd be raining hard, heavy, next minute the sun out. So.
Yeah, but, you know, for us, it's like winter in the morning. You'll get snow with the fog and the ice on your windows and got to chip it off. Get closer to spring-like weather when it gets close to noon. Maybe get a little summer in the evening, and then come closer to the night when you got to go to sleep, and it's straight fall. You'd be looking like, man, we just had every season. I need to go home and change my clothes. I'm getting a little too hot in here, or I'm a little too cold. Forgot to bring a jacket. That wind whipped right through. You'd be looking like, dang it. It was feeling 50 until the wind hit me. So I definitely understand. If a person was to come down to Miami for the very first time as an artist, where's the first place you think they should go to introduce themselves to the market? Yoda.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, probably one of the many strip clubs we got here, because that's pretty much where all the music gets broken at. So I'll probably take them probably to King of Diamonds, Ecstasy South, you know, something in the hood where that's where you're going to hear it first at.
Okay. No mom and pop stores?
Nah, we actually don't really have them. We have like maybe one or two. But everything else, like as far as, you know, music is the major brand, Best Buys and, you know, stores like that, just the major stores. We have maybe one or two mom and pop music stores.
For my listeners to know, for Chicago, we actually have two major ones in Chicago, which is Fletcher's and George's Music Room, which George's is actually in the airport now. He used to have two, one in the airport and one on Madison, but I don't think he still has the one on Madison anymore. And if you're going a little north toward Wisconsin side of the Chicagoland area, there's another one, Play by Play, that's a mom and pop. It's actually the only mom and pop in Lake County, Illinois. So, but Chicago does have a few, very few mom and pop stores still left, which is very rare. But most people go straight to George's. because, of course, Uncle George is the reason why R. Kelly and quite a few other people got on. So that usually that's the first person, first place most artists go. And Fletcher's is not only a mom and pop store, for some of you who don't know, but they actually do the distribution for mom and pop stores in the local area, as giving CDs out for most of them. So it's a distribution center and a mom and pop. Can't beat that.
Nah, that's the best of both worlds, though.
All right. So, you know, those are two great places I would suggest any artist to go to when they first walk in the door, and have a great conversation with them.
I mean, write that down that way when I get up there, I can go check them out.
Well, if you're going to go there, you make sure you have product. You don't want to go empty-handed.
Oh, yeah, I make sure I come with product.
Because nobody wants to meet an artist with no product.
Right.
Your product is like your business card.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you make a statement. You always want to give the influential one the free copy so that they know who you are and can actually back your product up. So those are two places I suggest people to go to. However, you know, if you talk to different people in the business, they'll always suggest other places. But on the back end, in my opinion, those are two good places to start in Chicago. If you go to Play by Play in Chicago or in Lake County, which is their northern mom and pop store, he actually does kind of like a meet and greet for independent artists so that they can meet other independent artists sometimes, and that they can push their own product in his store, which is unique. Not all mom and pops do that. And he makes sure that, you know, you have an opportunity to do for yourself like he does for you as well. So
right.
It's a good partnership if you know how to talk. If you walk in there sideways, he is not going to listen to you. He's been in business way too long. <For example. laughs> But I will say I'm a big foodie, a big food person. So a good place to go eat some food in Chicago would be, of course, always a MacArthur's if you want some soul food. There's two different chicken and waffle houses. In Chicago, there's one on the south side and one on the west side. Each of them are very particular to each other. I can't remember exactly both names because I don't want to mess it up, because if you mess it up, a person really from the south side of Chicago will be mad, and a person really from the west side of Chicago would be mad too. So I don't want to do that. However, the chicken and waffles is big down here. I can tell you the one on the south side of Chicago is right next to the Harold Washington Center, which is on King Drive. You can't miss it when you drive down the street. It is on the right-hand side. You can't miss it because all the cars are there. They take up the whole lane. But those are great places to eat. Me personally, I like a lot of the other ethnic foods around here because we do have a large Polish community, so we do have a lot of Polish sausages, and we have Italian, we have a Greek community and things like that. So, and all the different, like when you say Little Italy or Little Ukraine, you will literally find authentic food in those areas to those.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to when I come up there, you know, check out different foods.
And the biggest debate on I will say, for deep dish is that I hear about is who's got the best deep dish, you'll be thinking either Giordano's or Lou Malnati. Some people think Giordano's is good with deep dish, more so than Lou Malnati's. And they think Lou Malnati's is better for thin crust than deep dish. But, you know, everybody flip-flops. So that's the great debate in Chicago. But they also have the place up close to the north side where Lake County is, a place called Super Dogs. They do nothing but hot dogs, but they're always on the Food Network.
Uh-huh.
So it's really good. You'll see a couple of places that you would see on, like, the Food Network show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. They really highlight that if they've been on there. Some of the restaurants will put a big mural on there saying Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which I think is tacky. I have a restaurant down the street from me that's been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but he doesn't have a plaque on the outside. You would only know that he was that Guy Fieri was there if you came inside, because you'll see the pictures in the restaurant. And I think that's more classy. Like, let me come in and see it. It should be like a hidden gem. You shouldn't be posting it on a billboard for me.
Some people use that to get people to come in. So.
Yeah, I know. However, they don't know that the Food Network has the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives app. So if they're truly a fan of the show, they already got the app. They know where you are.
Right.
But, you know, what is it? Next month's April. You should really come in May, because the food, they have the Restaurant Association, I think, conference in May when all the foodies are here.
Okay.
But where you see food, you will always see music. It almost is hand in hand in Chicago. People like food and people like music. So, but Mr. Yoda, so when the album drops, will you be coming back to the show?
Sure. I mean, you know, I try to network while I'm up there, set some things up. Definitely I'll come back.
Okay. Well, when you get here next, hopefully either at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month, let me know when you get your, like, when you get your time frame, because then I would love to interview you face-to-face.
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely set that up.
And we could also do the show instead of pre-recorded, not like I planned. We can actually do it live more so, and then you could actually answer some questions from the audience and in the chat room, and we could so people can really get to know who you are.
That's excellent. We'll definitely set that up.
So I'm honored to have you on the show. I'm happy for your success, and I can't wait to see more of you and your journey, I want to say.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on, and see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so just hit me up. And everybody, this is Yoda. Go and, you know, I have his links on the event page. Go reach out to him. Get to know him. Get some business done. If you're an artist, reach him. And don't be scared to get your network on.
Yeah, for sure. Holler at me. I talk to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I never get too big to talk to somebody. So, you know, just holler at me. I'm here. You can go find me on Twitter. You know, it's easy to hit me up on Twitter. I'm always on there.
Great. So everybody hit him on Twitter if you really need to get him quick. Quick, fast, and hurry. So I think you'll have an excellent journey. And I can't wait to see you progress. And I will see you when you get to Chicago.
All right. Yes, most definitely.
All right, well, have a great day, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
All All right, y'all have a good one.